loved one on Shabbos. Whereas opposed to Yom Tov, we said that you bury a loved one through Goyim on Yom Tov Rishon and in Yom Tov Sheni, you can actually bury him yourself. This is a Gemara in Be'ah Davav, and we were Masbir, based on the Ramban and the Rav Zatzal, why it was a terrible chilul to bury someone on Shabbos. It's a big genai. It's a very big genai. And Rafi asked me, well, why does that not exist on Yom Tov? So I really didn't have an answer. So Rav Shechter Shlita, I think, once said over from the Meshech Chachma, Rav Simon Shlita, I think, told me this, that the Meshech Chachma writes, I don't know where I have to find it, that Shabbos is very universal, meaning the sense that Shabbos is connected with the creation of the world. Now, Goyim are not Mitzuvin Shabbos. We are. Jews are. But Shabbos relates to the whole world, even to non-Jews. And therefore, using a Goy to dig a grave on Shabbos, to bury a loved one, is a Gnai, no matter what. Whereas on Yom Tov, who creates Yom Tov, and who is Yom Tov for? Jews. Beis Din is Mekadesh Dizman, and that's how we have Yom Tovim. Goyim Bechlal do not relate to that. So therefore, you could use a Goy to bury your loved one on Yom Tov, and that's not viewed as a Gnai at all. So I wanted to say over that, I believe that I have to try to find the Meshech Chachma. That's number one. Number two, I just wanted to point out that the notion of Nimsul Ksofen, different than Hafzaras Ponin, by Nimsul Ksofen, you could give over to the Chevra Kedisha, but you're going, you could very well be going with the person to the actual Levaya, to the Kfura. Whereas Hachzaras Panim means you turn your face and you're leaving, you're not going at all to the Levaya at all, none whatsoever. So that's why we had that whole discussion, Mahalach, with the Rav, that by Hachzaras Panim, Avelus will start immediately. Whereas by Nipsul Ksofim, if you're going along, it Lamaisa will not start because you're going along with the person. That's what Zach pointed out. You could have like this middle of the road issue where originally, you know, you were an Onain, and then in the middle, once you gave it over to the Chevra Kedisha and you were not going, you might have a status where you're not an Onain, but you're not in a novel, and therefore you'll be Chayvin Mitzvah. So I wanted to just clarify that. And when you talk about Nimsul Ksofim, it could very well be that you're going also to the Levaya, but you've given everything over to the Chevra Kedisha. We don't assume like that, Malach. We assume you're an Onain, and even when you give it over to the Chevra Kedisha, we said that you're Pata. We held like the Noda Yehuda against the Chachma Sadim. So those are the two Nakudas I wanted to mention to begin Shir. Okay, let's get to the subtopics today. And that is regarding the specific din about Hashlomis Tefillah, regarding the Tefillahs, regarding Havdalah. What do we assume about that? That's in Siv Beis here in the Mechaber. So let us begin. The Mechaber here in Siv Beis, and Shin Mem Aleph Siv Beis, Paskins, like the Rosh, who says, Mishemes lo meis, yochol b'motzoi Shabbos v'lo havdala, because you're known name, v'lo yispalo, v'lo b'boker, kodem kfura, v'lo akar kfura yispalo through the chakras. So you're putter from havdala, because your loved one has not been buried, you're putter from Meir, you're putter from chakras, so you can eat. I thought you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah, but I'm not chayvin Avdallah. You're not chayvin Avdallah. The person's not chayvin Avdallah. So there's no issur of achila, and then you're potter from shachas until the kfura, and then if you're still in Shman shachas, you're chayiv. Im lo avar zmana. Aval tfilas erev lo yispal, like we said, shekfar avar zmana. Lo domi l'shachav lo yispal arvis. The Mechaber writes, beferish like the Rosh. It's not like tashlumen, shebispal shachas shtayim, because you weren't chayv at all, so there's no reason to make it up. Okay? The Dogam Revava, right there on the spot, it's quoted by the Piskei Tshuv and Sifkot Yedches, and the Yalkut Yosef, both point out that if a person loses a loved one on Motzoi Shabbos after Tzeisa Kochavim, and you haven't yet davened Ma'ariv, but meaning the Chiyuv of Ma'ariv did set in, and you bury your loved one before Zman Shacharis is over in the morning, you'd have to daven Shacharis twice. Why? Because, as I said, the Chiyuv Ma'ariv set in. And that's where the Piskei Tshuva also writes in Sifkat Yedches, that if you lose a loved one in the afternoon, before you daven Mincha, and they bury the loved one at night. So that's a big machloikis whether you daven Ma'ariv twice. The Eshel Avram writes, you don't daven Ma'ariv twice. Why not? Why not? Because the Chi of Mincha sets in at Shkia, which is a Chiddush to me. He says it was only right before Shkia. So Lomai said that's what the Eshel Avram says. And the Maram Asal argues on that and says, you daven Ma'ariv twice. I thought the Pasha's like that. Because the Chi of Mincha starts when? At Chatzos, you know? So it's a bit Chiddush to me to say that Lamaisa, I guess you have to say that the Eshel Avram said the Chi was running the whole time, and I don't know, that restarts itself. Maybe it restarts itself every second. But the Pashtus, I thought, is like the Maram Asal. You know, there's a, just as a Maram Malkum, just to get it down in your notes, you know, there's a big Machlegis Rashi in the Rush, what's better to David, Mincha Gedol or Mincha Ketana? And in Reish Lamed Gimel and Rachaim, the Mechaber writes, Nikkur's Man is Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, the Shartzin writes, 7 degrees by Tainas Sibor, Mincha Ketana is better. Because you don't want to say, Anenu B'yom Som Tani Senu. If you said Mincha Gedol, you don't finish the fast, you're a liar. So it might be a general Machlegis Rashi in the Rush, what's better to Davin, Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ketana. But by Tainas Sibor, the Shartzin says, everyone says you should do Mincha Ketana. Even though in Yeshivas, we always do a big Mincha Gedol because Brovam Hadr Smelech. But the bottom line is, I thought that was a tremendous chiddush to say that it should be like the din that we just said, that if your loved one died after the chiyuv ma'ariv set in, and you bury him in the morning, so you should daven shachris after the levaya, and then daven again another shachris to make up the ma'ariv, because the chiyuv set in. So you'd say the same thing by mincha, no? Chiyuv mincha set in. Why would you say the chiyuv mincha only sets in the last second? But that's, I wanted you to see that pisrei tshuva, okay? But Lamaisa, Reb Avadya writes in the Chazon Avadya, which we have to try to purchase for the shul, Navelis Chelikal Dini One, Sif Yeraf, Amud Kuf Mem Aleph, that someone who has a mace after sunrise, Yerchayv the Davin Tashlum and Shul Shachris, because the Chiyuv set in before the Petira is a mace, and therefore if you finish the Levi at 9 a.m. in the morning, still Zman Shachris, you Davin Ma'ariv twice. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what you see from here is very clear, and that is that an onein is putter from mitzvah esei, he's putter from davening. And if you are putter that whole zman of the time, it's a davar pashut. Let's say someone, let's say, died at night, and the levaya is not till 3 in the afternoon. So after 3 in the afternoon, after the levaya, you daven mincha, right? Do you have to make it up for chakras? No, the whole zman of chakras you were putter. That's klor. That's what Zach was just asking me before shir. Whether you say it's one of the four reasons why an onein is putter, Yehuda, but black on right, what's the din? An onein is putter from chakras. You don't have to make it up. You weren't mechuyev. Doesn't make a difference what the reason is why you're a mechuyev. Sam, I can't see you in the post. Maybe you can move over a little, you know? Thanks a lot. So an onein is never, if you're never chayev, you don't have to make it up. Very important, okay? That's a very important din. So I wanted to just mention that Lamaisa, we should get it. There's a very important machlokes whether you extend this to someone's osek betzarkei tzibur. Let's give an emergency room doctor, a surgeon. He's working to save a guy's life from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. And he's able to save his life. He couldn't daven chakras at all. From the whole zman of chakras, he was totally osek in saving this guy's life. Let's call it osek betzarkei tzibur. So Lamaisa, it's very important din here, the Drisha, which I gave you, I hope you saw it, the Drisha and Sifkat and Gimel writes under the tour that in such a case, we just like by an onein, halacha l'maisa, we say you're potter, you don't have to make it up. We say the same thing by the osik b'tzar chetzibor, halacha l'maisa. And therefore it's like the chiv shachris never set in. He says only by an onis or shogig, they have to make up tashlumin. But not in this case. The whole Chiv Shachar Zach never got off the ground. That's the famous Taz. I'm sorry, that's the famous Drisha. And the Nekudas HaKesef, who was written by the Shach, I want you to see, I hope you saw it. He says absolutely that the Drisha is right. And the Taz here is very, very strong. I flipped in the Marmakomas, the Shach is Sifkot Nibes, and the Taz is Sifkot Vav. The Taz is very strong here. He says he can't believe that the Drisha, the Pat Kodesh, said such a thing. He says he can't believe it. That's the Lashon that the Taz uses. halacha lamaisa when he argues. And he says that he can't believe it, and he, in his opinion, lamaisa, he claims the Taz that in fact the emergency room doctor must daven twice mincha because he only had a ketur in chakras. The chiyuv chakras was hovering over him. He had a chiyuv chakras, and he's got to make it up. The ketur was external. The ketur was external. Halacha lamaisa. Im ketur machas davar chitzoni kamo avelis. Then you don't have to mash from the tefillah. But if it's tarut or it's onus, you are chayav. So Zach was asking me, but isn't the ptur of onus also based on tarut? It's a different type of tarut. It was formalized. The chachamim formalized that type of tarut. But this type of tarut is different. And therefore, it says the Taz that you can't compare onain to the case of someone's osik b'tzarchi tzibor. And that's what he writes, b'feirish, halach l'maisa. That's the lashon of the Taz. So I want you to get that. Now, I always had the impression the way the Taz is so strong about it, right? The way the Taz is so strong about it, did you see the lashon of the Taz? I would think that, you know, we pass like the Taz. Mr. Brewer doesn't seem to say like that. Mr. Brewer in Simon Kuf Ches in Hilchos Tefillah writes the following. He says like this. He says in Sif Katan Beis, he writes like this. Let me read you his lashon. He asuk b'tzarchi tzibur ayin leal b'sof simin sadi gimel v'mishnah brura v'ayin b'prim v'gadim b'simin zeh shekasav nachon shekam b'seh yispalel achar kach l'hashlin atfila shekasav v'ach b'seh yispalel so b'toros nadav v'yichadish b'odavar. You really should, the impression you get from him, from the prima gadim, is that really we paskin like the drish, you're really potter, but you should daven a second one, b'toros nadava and mechadish b'odavar. Just in case the Taz is right. But you get the impression from him, and the lumbus is that like the Shach and the Drisha. And this really speaks volumes, guys, about the concept of, you know, how you view an onus. Okay? What is the concept of onus Rachmana Patre? Is onus Rachmana Patre a complete hafgah that the Chiyuv never got off the ground? Or the Chiyuv is hovering in midair and there's just a patur? You follow what I'm saying?
So those are two. Hutra versus Tafuya, basically?
Yeah, it's a good way of thinking like that, okay? If you held it was Hutra, the Chiyuv never got off the ground. If it was Tafuya, it's hovering in midair. Similar thing, Zach, absolutely. And Rav Yosef Engel has a famous piece in Esmond the Arisa where he claims that the Rambam holds that onus is the Chiyuv is there, you just have a tour. Let me share with you what the Rambam is. The Rambam is in the ninth parak in the Parash Mishnah Sim Sofer. We all know if you're Tommy Mason, Derek Rechoko, what's the din? You're not Chayav in Pesach Rishon, you're Chayav in Pesach Sheni. What happens if a guy was sick in the hospital and he couldn't do Pesach Rishon? He also does Pesach Sheni. But what happens if he didn't do Pesach Sheni on purpose? He was healthy. Rambam says he's Chayav Karis. What happens if he was Tommy Mason, Derek Rechoko, and Pesach Sheni he didn't do on purpose? Is he Chayav Karis? No. He just Mavapal Mitzvah at Pesach Sheni. What's the difference? Because when you're Tommy Mason, Derek Rechoko, the Chiyuv never got off the ground. Whereas when you're onus, the chiyuv is there, you had a ptur. And if you've been amazed and don't do Pesach Sheni, then lemafrei, you were chayav karis on Pesach Rishon. You got me? That's how Rav Yosef Engel proves from the Rambam. Okay? That according to the Rambam. And it works out well here, because we're saying that onin is one thing. Onin is like a complete hafkah. Whereas onin, shoging and onus is that there was a what? That the emergency room doctor had an onus, had a ptur. His onus, onin, osim, mitzvah, patim, and mitzvah. And therefore, Lamaisa, it makes sense that this is an extension of that discussion I want you to get by Onin. But Onin, the Chiyuv, never was there. Never got off the ground, and there is no something about it. I wanted to just point out, Rav Nevin Solshlita, to the great Gaon, and one of the guys in the shul just asked me this, and I have to, I answered differently. I mean, so I'm wrong, you have to say. But he writes in the Yitzchak Yikare, that emergency room doctor, the example I gave was a good example. That from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Because if it only happened that the chola started at 7 a.m., that means at 5 to 7 a.m. he was mechuyev. He says, we're talking about a case where the whole zman of shakras was osik b'mitzvah. Because he wants to claim if it only started at 7, you would have to daven mincha twice. Because the chiyuv shakras did set in. You follow what I'm saying? So I think that makes a lot of sense. I was thinking, Lamaisa, that maybe not that way. But I think I'm wrong. I was thinking maybe not that way because, listen, you wanted to daven, but you were putter. But the chiyuv did set in, Lamaisa, right? The chiyuv did set in. But the bottom line is that that's what he wants to say. He wants to say you were osik in the mitzvah the whole time. But whatever the case might be, it doesn't really. It really. You see, the Reb Nebenzahl saying within the drisha. You understand what I'm saying? The drisha says you're potter anyway. But when he says you're potter, he says you're potter when what? When you were osik in mitzvah the whole time, right? That's the machlokes. The Taz says anyway you're mechuyev. So within the drisha, when we say that you're what? That when we say from the drisha, halacha lamaisa, that you're going to be potter lamaisa, he's equating owning osik mitzvah, right? The drisha. He's equating owning osik mitzvah, but he says when you make that extension, you have to make sure you were osik mitzvah the whole time. That's what Rebbe Nebenzahl wants to say, which makes a lot of sense, lamaisa. The Taz says anyway you're mechuyev to daven, right? Twice, anyway. If you're also in mitzvah. But I'm saying, he's saying within the drisha that you have to make sense, because if the chiv set in, based on what we say, even by one. If by one the chiv set in, remember we said you're chayav anyway. So it makes a lot of sense what Rav Nebenzahl Shlita is saying. Our Rav, go to Nebenzahl Shlita. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
For Nebenzahl, I mean, if you were like to say you're sleeping during that time, would the chiv combined with the one like sleeping, would it have started?
I don't think sleeping's the same. You're not being also in mitzvah, you know what I mean? You just happen to be sleeping, you know.
But the chiyuv. Let's say you were doing something.
It's got to be something that creates a p'tur, though. It's got to be something that creates a p'tur. Sleeping doesn't create a p'tur. You know, that's l'maisa what comes out. Okay. So just to finish up this mahalach, the Rav in Siman Dalet here just points out very nicely that if you look in that the Taz and Drisha that we're talking about, the Taz himself, as we said, says you are chayiv tashlumin. He says, well, if you look in the Rambam and it was kriyishma in Perikdal Chalav, he says patu mikriyishma chen kasev legabe one in halacha gimel in Perikdal Chalav Perikdal halacha gimel. Please get it. It was kriyishma. He writes a lashon of pater. Whereas by osik b'tzarchi tzibor in Perik Beis halacha A, you know what he says? Lo yafsik. What is the difference between Potter and Lo Yafsik? So, Potter here means, according to the Rav, the Chiyuv Zak never got off the ground. That's what he wants to say. Whereas Osu Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is just a Din Kedima. That's what he wants to tie in. Osu Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is not me Din Osu Mitzvah, it's Din Kedima. So it's a Mistabra like the Taz, that when you're Osu Mitzvah Kedzibur, you better bet your bottom dollar you have a Chiyuv Tashlum and the Davi Mincha twice. That's what he wants to say. And the Taz's Havana is that an onus is like Rav Yosef Engel. It's not a complete hafgah, like we said from the Rambam. And it fits well with what I just said in the Rambam. Because Rabbi Medaget in the Rambam, Rav Yosef Engel said in the Rambam that onus was a p'tur, not a complete hafgah. Don't get confused. When Rabbi Medaget in the Rambam, when he says the word p'tur, he means hafgah. But I mean in Lumdish terminology that the word p'tur is at the chivas, or you just had a p'tur. So it works out actually very well, Allah Lamaisa, in the what? In the Rambam. So that's about Inyanei Tefillah. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
I think I read it wrong, but is there any difference between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah?
No. No difference at all. Fine. Correct, so absolutely. We in fact, there's no difference in any mitzvah session. We did have the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah, it said only three, right? Tefillah, Kriyat Shema, and Tefillin, because it had to do with Kavana. But we don't hold like that Shita. We assume it's a p'tur by all mitzvahs.
Okay,
now let's take this a step further and get to Havdalah, okay? So that's regarding Tefillah. We got that core. Let's make sure we know the din. Again, if he's an onin the whole time for Shachris, you don't daven mincha twice, okay? Shaila is about the comparison to what? Osik b'tzarchi tzibur, osik b'mitzvahs. Okay, let's get to now Havdalah for an onin. So I wanted you to see that rush, very beautiful rush. Every part of Torah is beautiful, right? So the Rosh in Siman Beis presents about Lichtin Marami Rutenberg, his Rebbe, and himself. You know the famous story. Marami Rutenberg died in prison. He was his Rebbe in Germany. And he begged his Rebbe that they wanted to redeem him. And he refused to. And he died in prison. And then, in order to give him Kfuris Yisrael, the Rosh was put in. Okay? The Rosh was put in after he was Nifter. I don't know. I got to check this out, but I was told.
Wasn't there a rich man who? I thought there was a Marami Rutenberg. He told them not to be put in, and it was many, many years before they were put in. the Russian had to flee to Spain at that point.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of the story, Zach, but I know that what I do know is that he refused to let the Rush be po'd him. Okay, he only was po'd to him after he had died to give him Purus Yisrael. What I was going to say is that I was told that it was a long period of time that took to get him to be, and there was a nace, they say, that the body did not decompose. But I have to check. That's what I was just recently told.
I think the person who's buried next to the Maharam Aaron Zuberg is the guy who was put
in. Like, oh, okay.
A rich donor was put in.
Very nice.
That he's buried right next to the Maharam.
Very nice. Okay, good. There's a few stories like that. Shagasaryeh was insisted that he be buried by a Stambal bus, and the Balabanim said, no way. He says, he's a regular guy. We'll cover you by the Rabbanim. So it was a terrible rainstorm the day that Shagasaryeh died, and they couldn't see a thing, and they buried him by the first cavern they could find because it was so muddy. It turned out being next to that guy. They say also the Rav is buried by right next to a Balabanim bus that got him out of prison in the 30s, and they're going to Asher Shechit in Massachusetts. And he sat in prison for a night, the Rav. And there was a judge there, a regular yid, and the Rav said he wanted to be buried by this fellow. So I think that's what he's buried. So there are stories like that about Gedolim. Okay, so what do we say about Havdalah? So a person lost his loved one and comes Motzi Shabbos. We know in how a person's potter from mitzvahs. So the Maharami Rutenberg and the Mordechai and the Gos Mamonios say that do the Levaya on Sunday, Monday, whatever it is, and then right afterwards you do Havdalah. Okay, that's the sheet of the Maharami Rutenberg. And the Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Torah quotes, and the Rosh, both Paskin know that an Onen is not Mavdil at all, even after the Kfura, just like you're not Mashim the Tefillah. So, Mamish equates the two. So how does the Mechaber Paskin? Here the Mechaber distinguishes, and like I said, I hope you're able to chazer, keep chazering at night too. It's a good way to remember. Here the Mechaber passes like the Maharami Rutenberg and says, Lagavi Havdalah, you do Havdalah after Shiik for Ames, as opposed to what he said by Tefillah. By Tefillah, he said you completely potter. And both the Shach and Taz add on that you can be Mavdal until when? Until Tuesday. Okay? They can be Mavdal until Tuesday. And Shmir Shabbos and the Yalki Yosef, they all point out that obviously if you're going to say Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you can't say the Brach on the Eish because you only say that Saturday night when Eish was created. The Gemara says, Amsachim the Dalvan Alf. And you don't say it on Besomim either because you're only depressed Saturday night. You don't have the Neshama you say. But if you're saying Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you don't say the Brach on Nir or Besomim. I have to tell you, Eschatoy Animas Gayom, it was Beshoige, but my father was Nifter. He was Nifter on an Erev Shabbos. He was Nifter on an Erev Shabbos, and it was still been about 1 in the afternoon. So, and then I flew, we had the Levaya here on Sunday, and then we flew Sunday night. So he wasn't buried till Tuesday in Eretz Yisrael. And I should have said Havdalah after the Levaya in Tuesday in Renana, but I forgot. It was towards the end of it, but I should have. I forgot. We Paskin, I should have said Havdalah. I should have said Amavdalah, but I forgot. So that situation came about practically for me, and I made a mistake, and I forgot. So Lamaisa, let us discuss here the lumbus between this machlaikis, between the Maharami Rutenberg and the Rush. Okay, what is the crux of this machlaikis between the Maharami Rutenberg and the Rush? So let's start off. It says in Shulchan Aruch, I gave it to you in Siman Reish Sadi Tes Siv Vav, that if a person in Hilchos Shabbos, if a person forgets to say Havdalah Motzi Shabbos, you could say until Tuesday. Then he quotes Yeshom that says you can only say it Sunday. You saw those 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and it depends upon 2 gerses in Pesachim, Adaf Kuf Zayin, between Rav and Amemar, do you say 3 days or 1 day? And the Mechaber quotes both Shitas, the Rif Paschal is 1 day. We generally assume 3 days. That's the way we assume. Okay? It's all a question about how you view Wednesday, but for purposes of Avdallah, Wednesday is too late. Okay? For other areas in Allah, it's a question whether Wednesday is considered part of next week or part of this week, but for Havdalah, it's Chlor, it ends Tuesday. Okay? So Rabbi Kivager there says a very interesting Ha'ara. I hope you saw it. It's a bit of a big paragraph there, but he says, what happens if you forget Motzei Yontif Havdalah? What about there? So he says, there's no Tashlumen. He quotes the Sefer Lashon Chachamim. And he says that, Meyed Shekeni Skimu, in this Sefer Lashon Chachamim, they were Meyed Shekeni Skimu Rabbanei V'chachmei Prague. All the Rabbanim of Prague felt that if you missed Havdalah on Motzei Yontif, you have no Tashlumen. So Rabbi Kivager says, in all due respect, he says, I think not that way. Max, are you with us? I don't see you over there yet. Okay, you're there. Okay, I should move the Stender. So he says, in all due respect, he says, I disagree with you. I feel that there might be a right to actually, and I shouldn't say the words, but I'll say it practically, to make up the Havdalah and Mistan Yontif. In Lomdus, it's not making it up. It's not Tashlumen. Because if you hold the sheet to the Av Sunday, that's the Zman of Havdalah. In fact, the sheet that it says until Tuesday, that might be the Zman of Havdalah. We don't view it as a Tashlumen. Usher. You don't view it in Lomdus as a Tashlumen. And he says, even if you want to be Mechalik, one sec, Ariel. Even if you want to be Mechalik and say that Sunday, that Tuesday is a Tashlumen, maybe Tuesday is. Going till Tuesday is. But going till Sunday, that's the Zman of what? Havdalah. So he says, based on that, in his Lomdus, the whole word is a Lila is Holech Achar Hayom. It's not a based on the fact it's a whole week. Right, because Havdalah on Shabbos is based on the week; it's still part of that week. Havdalah on Yontif is not based on the svar of a week, so that's what he wants to say. Lamaisim, he feels that saying Havdalah on Sunday is not begetter what tashlumen; it's begetter meikar adin that the yom is holech achar alayla, and the day, whole next day of Sunday is still the zman. And refrained Shlita wants to say that's the pshat in the Rambam. I'm going to read the Rambam closer to you. It says in Pirach Avtesach Halacha Dalet of Shabbos, he says the following. Ikar HaKiddush B'Layla, Im Lo Kiddush B'Layla, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, V'Kaddush V'Holet Kol HaYom Kulo. V'Im Lo Hivdil, listen to this, V'Im Lo Hivdil B'Layla, Mavdil L'Machar, U'Mavdil V'Holet Ad Sof Yom Shlishi. Why does he have to repeat that twice, her friend asks? I thought it was a beautiful diuk in the Rambam. Why does he say Mavdil L'Machar, U'Mavdil V'Holet Ad Sof Yom Shlishi? Just write Mavdil Ad Sof Yom Shlishi. You know, what is he being Marach? You know, Mavdil till Sunday, and then you can also go till Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Refrain wants to say. Maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Kivager was saying in the Rambam. Until Sunday is the Zman of Havdalah. Going till Tuesday, that's called Yemei Tashlumen. That's called Yemei Tashlumen. And the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Kivager, at the end of that piece, quotes the Rush in the fourth Perek of Brachos that says that Lamaisa, we know that if you daven Shmoneh Esrei Saturday night, you forget Atachon Antanu, what's the din? No big deal. Just say Havdalah al Kos. What happens if you have no Kos? You have to re-daven again. What happens if you have a Kos tomorrow on Sunday? Also, you don't need to re-daven. You don't need to re-daven because you're going to get a Kos tomorrow on Sunday. So, Lamaisa, the Rebbe Kivager says, what happens if you're going to get a Kos on Monday or Tuesday? Would you say that to that degree? Would you say that to that degree that what? That you don't daven again because I'm waiting till my coastal Monday or Tuesday? He says, here you can be mechalek, says Rabbi Kivager. If you're going to get the coast on Sunday, which we can view still as the Zman, then don't go re-daven. But if you're going to get it Monday or Tuesday, then maybe you could say that's already called the Tashlumen, and here you could say maybe re-daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then when you get the coast on Monday or Tuesday, you'll say Havdalah. That's actually what Rabbi Kivager writes, Halacha L'maaseh, the end of that piece. But what emerges, okay, we'll get to you in a sec. Right. What emerges, you got it clear?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so what emerges here, Hashas Lach is a steer in the rush. If you learn like a Bikivay, why is there a steer in the rush? Because the rush said that if a person's an Onay, what's the din? Halacha L'maaseh. Does he say Havdalah at all after the Kvura? No, he does not. Is that correct? He does not. And what does the Rush himself compare it to? He compares it to what? The Dini of Tashlumen? In Chagigah. What's the din about Tashlumen, about Alila Regal? If he was lame on the first day, he's Potter. He has no Chi of Tashlumen, even though he got better the second day, and he's not lame. right? The Rosh makes a very fascinating comparison, which we're going to get back to. But it comes out from the Rosh that you are potter from Avdolah, and that's against the Maharam in Rutenberg. So maybe one could suggest, Lamaisa, that the machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam in Rutenberg is exactly this, that according to the Maharam in Rutenberg, the ability to do it Avdolah until Tuesday is not mitzvah tashlum, and that's the Iker Zman. That's the Iker Zman, halacha Lamaisa. Whereas according to the Rosh, the lumdus of tanging until Tuesday is what? Is a din of tashlumin. And since I'm Motzei Shabbos, you were potter. So you're potter the rest of the days. You're potter the rest of the days, halacha lamaisa. So it comes out.
What does the Maharam in Rutenberg would be in this situation?
Maharam in Rutenberg, we said, says that you have to, you say Avdallah.
Right.
We pass in Avdallah. Because he holds this man of Avdallah. Lasts for what? 3 days. So when the Havdalah is done, then do when the Furu is done, then do Havdalah. Whereas according to the Rosh Ariel, you view the 3 days as Tashlumin, and all depends about whether you initially were your Mechuyiv. You were not initially Mechuyiv. So you don't have to make up anything. You don't have to make up anything. So Lamaisa, why do we say then that the Rosh, Halacha Lamaisa, why do we say the Rosh, and the way we said it, and the way he seems to say it, Allah Lamaisa, is that on Sunday, right, why does the Rosh say, and move the shoe beyond Rishon? We say that according to the sheet of the Rosh in the beginning of what we just said seems to be Soser what? Soser himself, Legabi what? Legabi this Rosh in the fourth parak. Because the Rosh said at least, Lamaisa, the Rosh says at least the din of having the halacha of Havdalah, and you miss the Tachanatana, you have the kos, you're going to have the kos lamais until Sunday, and according to the Rosh, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be acceptable. So, according to the beer of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Rosh, it seems like it's a bit of a stira, because if you view lamaisa as tashlumin, so that's why I understand why the Rosh holds that you're considered to be what? You're considered to be potter even after Leviah. But why does the Rosh say Lamaisa, the Gabi, when he talks about not having the kos, he says, Beferish, that it's considered to be the Zman. And therefore, your Mavdol should be the Iker Zman. And therefore, if it's the Iker Zman, so let's say the Leviah was Sunday. If the Leviah was Sunday, then after the Leviah, you should do Avdolah. Seems like it's a steer in the Rosh. If, according to Rabbi Kivager, Lamaisa, it seems very, very difficult. Because the way the Rosh says it, he says, okay, no big deal. If you forgot a Tachanatanu, you'll say it all kos. I don't have a kos. So you'll have a kos tomorrow. So he says, still, that's the Zman. He says, that's the Zman. The Rosh says, you can say it Tuesday. That's the Zman. Lamaisa, even though Rabbi Kivager says, maybe Sunday is only the Zman, and Tuesday is Tashlumin. But at least in the Rosh, the way the Rosh says it himself, he says, the Zman lasts. So that's what Refran writes in his Sefer. He thinks the Hezber of the Rosh to say that it depends on Tashlumin is smack against this other Rosh. So you have to come up with a different Hezber in the Rosh. And I just have to tell you, though, that this is usually the classical way you explain your Mazmur the Rosh, because he himself compares it to Tashlumin. He, the Rosh himself, says the Dumb Ligami. So Refran doesn't make that hard, but I'm making that hard. I mean, the Rosh himself makes that comparison. So, but he embarks upon a different approach, which I want to just say over to you, and that is, he wants to say the machlokes, the Rosh and Maharam Rabbayos is not about the Zman of Avdallah, but rather it's about what is Avdallah, the essence of Avdallah. Not about when the Zman of Avdallah is. How do you view till Tuesday? Is that you make the Shlumin, or is it really no maker adin all the way to Tuesday? That's not the Hezmer. He wants to say, how do you view Havdalah? Is Havdalah flow from Zachor as Yom Kippur? Just like Kiddush is D'Oraisa, the Ram says Havdalah is D'Oraisa, but it flows from Shabbos. And that's the marker of the Ram. And Magen Mishnah says the Ram holds Havdalah is D'Oraisa. And the Ram says it stems from what? In the beginning of Perikhaf Tes, Halakha Aleph, and it was Shabbos. It stems from Zachor. That's what the Ram writes. So, Lamaisa, that's smack against the Igris HaRamah, which is quoted by the Chumas Arash, but they quote Baal HaTaisa, they say, what the marker of Avdallah is? L'havdol ben Kodesh l'chol. L'havdol ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. V'yikra perek vav, pasuk vav. There's a mandate to separate Kedush and Chol. Those are two separate Makairis guys for the Chiva Avdallah. What do they reflect? they reflect a tremendous thing. Does the Chiyuv Avdallah come from Shabbos? Or does the Chiyuv Avdallah come from the mandate to separate between Kodesh and Chol? Right? A lot of times the Makoros, not a lot, it's all the time. 99% of the time a Makor reflects the nature of the din. That's why briskers are always want to know what the Makor of the din is. Because a Makor is very telling to reflect what the nature of the din is. So if you say like that, so it is possible to say, if you say like that, it is possible to suggest that maybe that's the machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh. Meaning to say as follows, that according to the Maharam Rutenberg, Lamaisin Onain is potter from Havdalah on Saturday night, but Motzei Shabbos Lamaisin, this is the Chiddush, but the Chi of Havdalah flows from Shabbos. And we know that there is no Ptura and Ninus on Shabbos, generally, unless you're being Mashach HaLatchum. So that means if the Chi of Havdalah flows from Shabbos and there is no Aninus on Shabbos, that means the Maharam Rutenberg makes a lot of sense. The second Levi is done, you're Mechuyev to say Havdalah. Right? The second that Levi is done, you're Mechuyev in Havdalah. Because there was no Aninus on Shabbos and the Chi of Havdalah flows from Shabbos. If it flows from Shabbos, then what? Then you're Chayav in Havdalah right after the Levi. Everyone follow what we're saying? That's what the Maharam Rutenberg is holding like the Shittas HaRambam. Whereas the Rosh is saying the Chiyuv Avdallah flows from the mandate to separate between Kodesh and Chol, and at that time you're an Onay when Saturday night comes. So therefore, Lamaise, even after the Levi, you're what? You're Potter. You never had a Chiyuv. This is the machlokus between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg based on what the marker of the concept of Avdallah is, which is a machlokus between the Rambam and who else? And the Shuvas HaRashba quotes Balei HaTosfos, the Igris HaRamah, Reb Meir HaLevi. That's Lamaisa. What comes out is considered to be the Machlokes. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, there's a whole concept. You know, you can daven Ma'ariv Saturday night early, the Gemara says. You know that? And they could even say Avdallah early. Now, are you extinguishing the Kedusha of Shabbos? So some Rishonim say you're not extinguishing the Kedusha of Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, vis-a-vis Malacha. You can't do Malacha at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, it's still Shabbos. But I'm able to daven Ma'ariv early. You're able to daven Ma'ariv early. You're able to say Havdalah. But that is that extinguishing Kedusha Shabbos? So some Rishonim say Tak it is. Some Rishonim, the Bag has a suffix. Maybe Tak it is. But not vis-a-vis Malachas. Vis-a-vis the Kedusha of saying Havdalah. But the Rambam will say, forget about it. Your ability to say Havdalah early is part of Shabbos. It flows from Shabbos. And the Meiri says this Beferish. The Miri says this Beferish in Brachas. I'll read his Lashon. The Afkan Tamohech Nase Kiddush Shibyadenu Chol. How do you make it a Shabbos call and say Avdallah early? Mikomakom Yishna Smok Shah Af Avdallah Kodeshila Shabbos. Vachashlo Yilo Mimena Heter Malacha in Lanu. It all flows together, even though you don't have a Heter Malacha right afterwards. But it marks almost towards the end of Shabbos. It marks almost towards the end of Shabbos. So since it marks almost in the Shabbos, maybe that's the machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg. It has nothing to do with what? Whether you view till Tuesday as a Zman Tashlumen, or do you view it as the Zman Havdalah spans. You follow me? That's not the Mahalach, because that leads you to a steer in the Rosh. If you learn like a Bikivegas or Fran. But the machlokes is what the nature of what? The machlokes is what the nature of Havdalah really is. Is Avdallah a Shabbos-oriented din, and therefore Aninus doesn't apply, so you'd be Chayav Avdallah right after the Levaya. Or do you say that Avdallah is demarcated between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and at that point you're Potter, because you're an Onay. So I don't have to do it, a person doesn't have to do it after the Levaya either, right? You follow what I'm saying? That's the Hesver, okay? That's the second Hesver. I'm just pointing out that the Rosh himself makes that din into Chagigin. So it seems like the Rosh himself is working with the mechanics of Tashlumen. That's what I'd like to ask my friend Lamais on his Mahalath, so Meiser. Okay? Then we would just have to try to think how we would answer up Rebbe Kivager's Kasha. But nonetheless, I think it's Meduyuk in the Rosh, you know, that he's working within Tashlumen, how you view it. Do you view it as the Zman of Havdalah spans that time, or is it an issue of what? Or is it an issue of Tashlumen? One last nekuda on this, which is, I just want to mention because it's Nogea this summer, And that is Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av this year, correct? Am I correct? If I'm not mistaken, it is. So, you know, there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Do you know the Rith Lamaisa holds? You only have one day Tashlumin for Havdalah. It doesn't hold till Tuesday. He's Goris Mavdo V'Holech Kol Yom Kula in the Gemara Psachim there. Not like Argers. Argers is Mavdo V'Kol Yom Kula Shabbos Kula the whole week. But the Rush writes, what happens when Tisha B'Av comes out on Motzei Shabbos? You know what he says? You don't say Havdalah at all. Amazing, no? He says you don't say Havdalah at all. And the Ramban in the Toras Adam says, even if you could say you say Havdalah till Tuesday, he says you don't say Havdalah. Why? Because the ability to say Havdalah till Tuesday, Zach, is a what? Is a tashlumen of what? Of what you're mechuyev in. But you're never mechuyev in it. Why were you never mechuyev in it? Because he says, Lamaisa, the whole notion of Havdalah lakos, you know, it vacillated depending on the on how poor or how wealthy Klal Yisrael was. The Gemara writes in the fifth parak of Brachos, right? Actually, in the fourth parak. No, it's in the beginning of the fifth parak. Parak Ein Omdin. Right? It says when they were poor, you know, there was no Avdalakos, and they were wealthy. So he says it's not really... Klal Yisrael is the highest level of poverty on Tisha B'Av, he says. So he says, don't worry about it. There is no Chiv Avdalah. That's what the Rif and the Ramban said. Amazing, no? You know what we would suggest? We don't paskal like that. We say Avdalah Sunday night, right? Remember? We say Avdalah Sunday night, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch doesn't buy that. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, what is the nature of Avdalah? Like we said in the Rambam. It's a Shabbos-oriented din. So when you can drink, drink and drink on Sunday night. So you can't drink Saturday, drink on Sunday night. So the Mechaber doesn't hold to the Shtickle Torah. You follow me? So it works out quite well because the Mechaber doesn't hold the Shtickle Torah. He holds like the Rambam's theory. And we said that was the Hesber for who? The Maharam Yerudberg, right? And that's why you say Avdalah. So it's a whole good Shtickle Torah that we're adding on to what Refrain is saying. Works out very well. That's why the Mechaber passes like who? Like the Maharam Yerudberg. Because the nature of Shabbos is, nature of Avdalah flows from Shabbos. So after the Avdalah then do it. Halach l'maisa. So that's the Mahalach. One sec, Asher. Let me just, a few other Nikudas on this. And then I'll take the question. We got to go back to the next subtopic. But the Shmir Shabbos writes the following. He says an Onain that's going to bury his loved one after Shabbos or after Yontif, he wants to say, should read Kriyashma l'maisa towards the evening. Don't say brachas on it, don't daven, and you don't say Avdalah until after the kruv. But he has this notion to read at least shlosh parshas of Kriyashma. But Rabbi Avadya argues, and he says, Motzoi Shabbos yaktum lispal arvus mibod yom. He says you should daven even earlier. Miplaga mincha. As long as you have the plag mincha, daven mayrev early. He says say the bracha on the coast after tefillah. Obviously you can't do it in melacha, and you can't say a bracha on besamim or, because it's still Shabbos. But lamaisa, if you did not do Havdalah and Shabbos went out, then you'd be able to eat and drink without Havdalah, halacha l'maisa. Okay? And the Pisrei Tshuvin Sifkat Yates, and Ariel, you were just asking me about that. In Pisrei Tshuvin Sifkat Yates, not Tess, I made a mistake in the Mar Makom, it's Yates, he quotes the Panim Iris that what happens if an Oni did make a mistake and say Havdalah? What's the din? You're Yotze. You don't have to say it again after the Kfura. Ariel was asking, what's the Chiddush? You might have said it's a Bracha L'Vatal. Maybe you weren't Yotze at all. We Paskin, though, it's good. And that's what Bavadia says as well. Yes, Usher, I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's a good kasha. This year it is Nitcha? It is on Shabbos. This year it is Shabbos. Isn't it on Shabbos?
Yes.
It is in Nitcha, right? I don't think for our Shtickle Torah it would make a difference. I don't think so. I don't think it would make a difference because the bottom line is that, you know, it's still Tisha B'Av then, you know. So maybe we'll get to her in some of there might be other nafkaminas. I don't think for the Shtickle Torah would make it a nafkamina. I don't think so. Because it's all flowing from the notion of Shabbos, you know what I mean? So it comes from Shabbos, you know. It shouldn't make a difference, I don't think. Okay, fine. Let's move on now. So that's the first Mahalach, okay? That was the first subtopic. It's two subtopics, actually, you know, Tfilas and Avdalah. Okay, what about a situation that comes up in a situation in Sif Dalid, where it says, Beferish in the Mesechus Smachus, Perik Beis Halacha Yud, someone falls into the ocean or is drowned in a river or a Chayara eats him, When do you start Shiva? The lashon of the lashon of the Tosefta is Mishash Nisyayish Lekaver. Again, Nisyayish Lekaver. They've given up hope to bury. Then you start Shiva right away. So the Mechaber writes, Al Pi the Rosh of the Mordechai, that someone who dies in prison, we were just talking about that, and they're not going to give him over. There's no din aninis, and there's no din avelis, because they weren't Mishayish. They didn't give up hope to Mechaber, but you don't have any aninis. And you don't, on the other hand, you don't start Shiva. When you'll get the guy to bury him, then you start. And he says, Krovi Ameis, he says, the Krovi Ameis, the Tfisa, there's no aninis on them. And someone who's killed on the way or a chayara, like I said, not mishayish, there's no din aninis, no avelis. You only start counting shiv and shloshim mishash mishayish milikovro. That's the key phrase. Mishayish milikovro gives you the ability to start shiva. But aninis, there's no aninis at all, because you don't have the ability to cover him at all. And as we said, the patur aninis is flowing from the fact that you can be cover a guy. Yes? So since you can't be cover a guy, there's definitely no aninis. But if there's a possibility you might be able to be kovra them, lemaisa, then what? Then when you're kovra the guy, then there'll be shiva. And if you're mishash the kovra, there's no shiva either. Now, what I wanted to get to is the Shach and Sifkon Tevav writes, if you don't kovra him because of guilt, you don't have any money, that's not yeush. But if, God forbid, for some reason you hate the guy, I don't know, maybe the guy was a Rasha, there is yeish. I don't know, whatever. That's the practical, the Shach says. If you're delaying it, if it's because of hatred, yeush is giving up hope, right. The spirit. Okay. So if your reason why you're not burying the guy because you hated the guy's guts, then Lamai said, that's considered to be yeush, and you would start shiva right away. I don't know why. Maybe it was a Russia gomer. Still, a Russia requires purim. Here it doesn't mean your sin. It means anti-Semitism. You follow what I'm saying? It means anti-Semitism. The government's not going to give over. Doesn't mean I hate the guy. It means anti-Semitism. So the anti-Semitism, you may never get the chance to do
it. Like how Rubei Beitar.
Okay.
Which I think did come up in a few different places, that there was a question of differentiation between, you know, the person who's held by the government and the people who were killed by Beitar, where in the case of the government, it's just they want the money. Whereas by the people who were killed in Beitar, they were, it was because the government hated the Jewish people so much. So
that would be considered to be yeush. But I'm saying they were, thank God, in the end, buried, though, Zach.
Yes, but they had, you know, they
it was
had
a delay.
It was
right.
And they still had.
So I'm saying if the delay is out mamon, that's not considered yeush lekavra. Okay. If the delay is because of anti-Semitism, then that's considered yeush lekavra. But this brings us to a very important machlokes I want you to get, and that is the Piskei Tshuva I had you see in Sifkaton Yud, Sifkaton Chav Beis. There is a machlokes between the Yad Eliyahu and the Note of Yehuda. Hope you saw that. Okay, Sifkaton Chav Gimel. Case was the following. The case was they were not going to be able to bury the person that passed away for 48 hours. They knew that for sure. They were not going to be able to bury him for 48 hours. So what is the din in those 48 hours? Do you say that an avelis is considered to be what? Aninus begins, or do you say no? Because you know that in that 48-hour period, you cannot bury him. So the Note of Yehuda in the Mardut Tinyana Simreshet Alf says the Ninus begins. Why? Because you can prepare shrouds for the guy during those 48 hours. You definitely can. And in the Trumas Yad Eliyahu, he quotes, no, Aninus is not chal, because since you can't be Masasasik at the mace at all, it's like he's in prison. So the Sefer Yisodi Halach, a very fine Sefer, says that it's mashmal piskei tshuva, like we paskin like the Note of Yehuda, that there should be aninus. Why? So what's the hesber of this machloek between the Note of Yehuda and the Yad Eliyahu? So he wants the tain of the Sefer Yisodei Halacha, that if you base yourself based on Rashi, Zach, you were asking me before Shir, Lefishu Torah B'machshav Skvurasa, who do have you do me the chasen, the pot Mishu Tirdimitz, that's Lashon Rashi, then in such a situation, Halacha Lamaisa, where you know it's for 48 hours, you're not tarred. You know you can't do anything then, Lamaisa. So despite the fact there are hachanas, you can get the shrouds together. He thinks that's the opinion of the Yad Eliyahu, and therefore there's no din aninus because there's no tirda. Whereas according to Nobi Yehuda, it's all an application, osik mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. You're not being osik a mitzvah. Since you're not being osik, Zach, you follow me? You're not being osik a mitzvah. Since you're not being osik a mitzvah, I'm sorry, you are being osik. You're getting the shrouds together. So if you're osik a mitzvah, the din aninus would apply. So he wants to say it depends upon, goes harkens back to what the nature of the Ptura Bonin is. If it's Tirda, then that 48-hour period, there's no Tirda, because you know you can't do it, you can't bury it. If, however, you hold it's Osik Mitzvah, you are being Osik and getting the shrouds together, and therefore, it's interesting that from the Piskachuvah, Mashi held like the Don of Yudah, but the Rebbe Avadia held not that way. Rebbe Avadia held like the Yad Eliyahu, that there is no Din Aninus, because you can't bury him in that period. Interesting. But Lamais, it seems like it's a machlokes between the Piskachuvah and the and Rebbe Avadia, what we do. I think the minig is like the note of Yehuda. I think that's our minig, that even though you know you can't do anything in those 40, I don't know, let's say, I'll give you an example, let's say Memorial Day weekend, Sunday, Monday, all the let's say, I don't know, it's probably not correct, but let's say in a certain state, there's no base, like Forest is open on Sunday, Monday. It's not Shabbos or Yom Tov, but Sunday, Monday. You can't bury the guy. But meanwhile, you're getting everything together. On Sunday and Monday, you're going to call the guy an Onay? So the Nobita says, yes, you're getting everything together. According to Mavadia, the Yad Eliyahu, no, you're not, because you can't bury the guy. You can't bury him until Tuesday morning. So why call that guy an Onay? So Lamaisa, so that would be the Hezber of this Machlaikis in that case. Yes, Rafi?
Don't we interior like Rashi that's more emotional? I mean, you're still overwhelmed
Right, but it has to be associated with the kfura he wanted at the time. Tirda of kfura. Tirda of kfura.
But why would prepare?
I hear you're right.
I
hear you're saying good. He's assuming that it's tirda that has to be associated with the actual kfura. But you're right. You could present Rashi as being tirda of being just emotionally or so upset.
The Krikin is tirda for the kfura. You know, why isn't it?
But Lamaisa, there is this notion of tirda. There is this notion of tirda. I mean, I'll tell you about my mom. I mean, I wanted to make sure she was going to be buried before Yom Tov. So, you know, there is a certain element of tirda specifically with the kfur. So you can hear that shot. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I if you want to be medayik in the Rashi, compare it to chassan. So chassan was the mitzvah, bilus mitzvah. Here, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is kfur. So if you take rigidly their comparison to Rashi, I can hear what he's saying very well. Okay, it's not just an emotional thing. Because then you have that kasha like more. Like I went chapter 11. Talmud Sfinos B'Yam, why don't you? He's got to get it together. So I'm saying once you get out of that, you know, emotional disassociating the group, it gets a little bit sticky. You hear what I'm saying? So, okay. Arya, you had a kasha before?
No, I was gonna bring up the steer and the rush, but Rabbi then brought it up.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay. So that's regarding in Sif what? In Sif Dalet, and it flows again from that Bryce and the Maseches Machos. Okay, let's get to now Yisuri Avelis P'toch Aninis, and that's in Sif A. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Zach.
According to the Yad Eliyahu, if you feel like on the plane with the mace, you wouldn't do Aninis because he's under, you're nothing you can do?
I mean, you're saying if you're working that notion of Tirda, maybe. I mean, we said that maybe. Remember, we said there was a Adam Gadol, Rav Chanoch Friedman, my Rosh Yeshiva's brother, is Adam Gadol, learned on the plane. So there is that, but we go with Kavod HaMeish generally. And that's why we would not allow it. Yes, if you went with Tirda, probably the same thing. Probably the same Sfari you would say you guy could learn. Correct. Okay. In Sifhei, it's based on a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chaf. Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chaf. Vayakom David me'aretz, vayirchatz, vayasech, vayichalif simlosa, vayavo veis Hashem, yishtachlu vayavo al beiso, vayisha vayasimu lo lechem v'yochom. We find that David HaMelech's son passed away, Rachmana Litzlan, and he bathed. And this was before Kfura. And the Bryson, Mesechus Smachus, Perikud Aleph, Halachi Yadalan, or it's called Evo Rabasi, I think it's the same, it's called the same, quotes the following phrase, Aval Kozman Shemes Mutalafon of Ein Yashan Lo Agabi Mitav Lo Agabi Mitav Kfuya. Question is, is there a Sri Avelis during Aninus? So here, I want you to go through the tour, and there basically are probably three or maybe four shitas, okay, that are presented in their in the tour Beis Yosef in the Rishonim. Okay? Number one is the Ritz Geis in the Rambam, who claims that there are no Dini Avelis at all during Aninus, and the Rai is from David HaMelech. Fits beautifully. That's why David HaMelech was Rachatz Vesach when he was an Onin. And the truth of the matter is we were Medayek, it could very well be that it's Mutter and Tashri Shemitah as well, Lamaisa. Mutter and Tashri Shemitah as well, Lamaisa, according to Shita Saritz Geis and the Rambam, to that degree. However, Toysis Chaf Gimel Veis in Moikot Dimas Leni Yochel says there's no din aninus at all, but it only is Usser B'Bas of Yain and Tasha Shemitah, because it's in Yoni Chutzpun. It's not B'Kovet, it's not in the spirit. And then the Ramban, the Torah quotes, argues on the Ramban and claims not that way, and claims absolutely there is a Suri Avelis during what? During aninus. There is a Suri Avelis during Aninus, and the Ramban holds that very strongly with three exceptions. Ni'ilis, Hasando, Ativis Rosh, and Kfiyas Amita. And the way I said it over is what? Is because these are proactive things you have to do. Now, Zach, we don't have a Kisir Ramban. I want to purchase it. We have to, I told the guy I'm going to purchase it. In the Torah Sodom and Omud Reshut Beis, I thought because they're proactive actions. And proactive actions, you don't have to do. So Kfiyas Amita, Nilas Asandal, and Kfiyas Tifas Rosh are all proactive actions. You don't do those. Isurim, yes, you have to observe. But not the proactive actions. As Zach said, maybe in the way the Ramban, I think, says, and that's why there are some people that do wear sneakers in the Levi, because it was an issue of what? It was an issue of being able to what? Being able to, you know, you couldn't do the burial without having the shoes. But now in this day and age, we have sneakers, so then you shouldn't wear leather shoes. Okay? You shouldn't wear leather shoes. But Lamaisa, that's the way Zach wanted to say it. But we have to get a hold of the Ramban and look at it inside. What I will tell you is the four sheet that have been apparent. So Rabbeinu Peretz says that there are Isurei Avelis during Aninus except for Ne'ilas Asandal. In order to what? In order to be Osik in the Kvura. So he says exactly what you said. I don't know if you could say that in the Ramban. We have to see the words of the Ramban, because the Ramban lumps it together with Kfiyas Amita and Ativis Rosh. Do you understand what I'm saying? Which at first glance seems to highlight what I was saying, that's an issue between abstention and actions. Not practically whether you can actually bury the guy. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, so please get this machlaikis. And as we mentioned, Lamaisa, if you hold like the Ramban, Lamaisa, if you hold like the Ramban, how do you get out of David HaMelech? So that's where I gave you the Drisha in Sifkat and Vav. How do you get out of David HaMelech? If he holds his Yisuri Avelis B'toch Aninus, how did he bathe? So, Lamaisa, one shot, the Drisha says, he bathed after the Kfura. He bathed after the Kfura, he did it by the Sudas Avra, that they bathe, I guess, before they eat the Sudas Avra, the first meal after the Levi. That's number one. Number two, the baby died Toch Shloshim, it was not a Bar Kayama. It wasn't viable, and therefore there's no Dini Avelis. The Drisha was Doka that, because Master the David HaMelech was Misabah. And then the third sheet is that they matter David HaMelech to do bathing because he was a melech. Like it says, melech biyafio techasene inecha. You know, there's a heter for a melech to wash his face in Yom Kippur. You know, the Mishnah says in Yuma, akala. So those are three biurim, the same shot in David HaMelech. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber Paskins, halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber Paskins, kol zman shlo nikbar ha-meis, Eino cholitz minol v'sandal eino chayv ativis rosh v'kviyas amita v'asur leishim o lishin agavimita v'afilu kfuya. Right? That's the Lashon Mechaber. What does the Ramah say? The kol shekein asur v'tash v'shamita. Right? And then he writes, Yeshom rim dasur b'chitza v'sikim v'simchas v'shel v'shalom v'tisporosu v'lacha. Avamutal atzim v'pesach v'esom. So, Poshup Shad is, what's Poshup Shad? The Poshup Shad is that the Mechaber, right, seems to be passing like who? Like the Rambam, the Ritz Geis, and the Ramah holds like who? The Ramban. That's the Pashup Shah. But there is a Piskei Tshuva in Sifkon Chav Gimel that quotes that the Mechaber was like saying V'chulei. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't listing all these Surim. So if you view the Mechaber like that, then it turns out the Mechaber is being molded to the Ramah. Okay? Turns out that the Mechaber is being molded to the Ramah. That's how the Chassam Sofer reads the Mechaber. It's in the Tshuva Simen Shin Chav Dal, and Piskei Tshuva quotes it here in Sifkon Chav Gimel. So if you say like that, then everyone is holding like the Rabban. And that means that everyone holds a Zisuri Aveilus, Betoch what? Betoch. There's a Zisuri Aveilus, Betoch Anidus. Okay? Halach HaLamaisa. There's a kitzur of Hukos Aveilus of Rav Ratzabi, the Minik Teiman, who says, I'll pee the Chuvis Pulitz Sadiq. Who writes, we paskin the Rambam Lakula, that the Rambam held Lamaisa, that there is no Inyane Avelus during Anidus. So they paskin like the Rambam straight up, the Temani Yidin, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, what does this depend upon? I want to just get this. The Rav Zatzal just points out, what does this Hesber depend upon? So I want you to get it. Can you divorce? Isuri Avelis from Kium of Avelis. That's what the Rav wanted to say. It depends upon this Machlekes. Rama holds that Isuri Avelis are not Isuri Bifne Atzmon. The Iker Isuri Avelis is when there is a Kium of Avelis. And until the Avelis exists, till after the Levaya, there's no mandate of Isuri Avelis. You follow me? According to the Rambam, Isuri Avelis stem from the Kiyum Avelis. And since before the Levaya, there's no Kiyum of Avelis, so Mevelis is no Isuri Avelis. And the Rabban says, I disagree with you. You can divorce, and you must divorce, Isuri Avelis from Kiyum Avelis. So even though there's no Din Avelis before Levaya, there can be Isuri Avelis. And that goes well with the Gemara Ksubis on Dalam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Ein Avelus B'moed, Avaldur Shebetzina Noed. And the Rabban says like that, B'feirush. Okay? So what does that mean? The Rabban is of the opinion, Halacha L'maisa, there's Yisur Avelus, even without Kiyum Avelus. There's no Avelus guys on Moed. Don't, so what? You can have Yisur Avelus, at least Dvarim Shebetzina Noed. You can't have Tashu Shemita L'maisa. But the Rabban has a Lashon. The Rambam Pirkei Yud Halacha Gimel says there's no dini avelus at all in Moed. Ein davar noy avelus klal. You know what the Kesem Mishnah means? Even dvarim shebetzina. If you're kovar meisa b'moed, the levaya is done in chalamoed. You start shiva afterwards. You can have tashu shemit the last days of yontif, according to the Rambam Kesem Mishnah. And the Ramban argues. What does that depend? How does the Rambam deal with the Girsa? The Gaon says it changes it to Shabbos. Instead of Ein Avelus B'moed, it's Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. In other words, it says in the Gemara, it said Avelus Berm Shebetzina Noagin B'Shabbos, not B'moed. That's the way you'll have to read it. It says the Gaon in the Simchin Sadi Tesef Kon Gimel. But what it depends upon is this Vort, guys. Can there be Isuri Avelus even though there's no Kiyum Avelus? According to the Rambam, there cannot. According to the Rabban, there can. According to the Rabban, there can, Halacha L'maaseh, and it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a problem at all. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So that's the Chiddush L'maisa that comes out, and that's the Hesber of this Machlokas. Now, I want to just mention that we didn't mention it before. I forgot to mention that we'll stop here and we'll have to finish up tomorrow and we got to get going weiter. We got to do Sifvav about a Shomer, and then I want to start the next Simit, and then we'll probably get to Kriya. The last Nakuda is in that Piskei Tshuva Sifkon Chav Beis, if you saw, we always try to do the Tara as close to the Levaya as possible. Sometimes that's impossible. Like if a guy dies in Florida, they bury him in New York. A lot of times they'll do the Tara and the Chavak Kiddush in Florida, they fly him up. But if you know that it's going to be cold, he talks about, and the body's not going to decompose, you want to do the Tara as soon as you can, so before it decomposes. But here, you know, it's not going to decompose, so you could try to do the Tara as close to the Kfura as possible. And that fits well with that no debuta that we said, right? The no debuta said in those 48 hours, what did we say? You're doing the shrouds. So since you're doing the shrouds, it's mashma l'maisa if they do delay the kvura, try to do the tar as close to the kvura z'maisa as possible, if you can. But getting the shrouds together is all a manifestation of aninus, and therefore it'll create a p'tur halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here. We have to.